From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Machapinto. More than 1,000 protesters took to the streets in downtown Salt Lake City last night to continue speaking out against racial injustice. KUER's Ross Terrell reports the events were mostly peaceful following a destructive Saturday.
The chants of "No justice, no peace" were again heard in Salt Lake City as protesters renewed their cries against police brutality. Mayor Aaron Mendenhall enacted a citywide curfew just 45 minutes before the protests took place, but that did little to stop people from flooding the streets. Amal is with the local chapter of Party for Socialism and Liberation, the group that put together the event. She says the key to making sure this movement continues is simple.
Get organized and start fighting for demands. We're not outnumbered, we're not outskilled, we are just out-organized. And the minute we start to realize that, change will truly start to happen.
Protesters marched from Washington Square to the Salt Lake City Police Department, where they were met by officers in riot gear, but the exchange remained peaceful. Later in the night, another group walked from the state capitol and were met by police a few blocks from City Creek Mall, but law enforcement allowed them to leave without making any arrest. Ross Terrell, KUER News.
Utah State Capitol Complex is off limits through Saturday under a state of emergency declared by Governor Gary Herbert. The Capitol and grounds are closed to the public, though the Capitol building itself has been closed since mid-March because of the pandemic. As of yesterday, Utah is just one shy of 10,000 total COVID-19 cases. It was the fifth day in a row that the State Department of Health reported more than 200 new cases. Health officials also announced that Medicaid will now cover COVID-19 tests and other related services for uninsured people. That could include checks for antibodies and evaluations like x-rays. Two fires have merged into one on Stansbury Island and now burning more than 20 square miles of land. Utah wildfire officials say the North Stansbury fire erupted on the north end of the island yesterday, while the Tabby Canyon fire has been burning since Saturday, ignited from an illegal exploding target. The fire is 20% contained, and crews said yesterday conditions were extreme because of wind and terrain on a mix of public and private land. The Bureau of Land Management West Desert District has restricted access to the areas under their jurisdiction. Target shooting and camping are banned. The Democratic candidates for Utah's 1st Congressional District faced off at a debate yesterday. As KUER's Emily Means reports, the two tried to show voters where they fall on the political spectrum.
Darren Perry and Janie Cheek are the only Democrats in a primary election for Utah's congressional races. But despite sharing a party, the two used the debate to highlight their differences. Both candidates say health care is too expensive. Cheek says she wants Medicare for all. Perry doesn't.
I am not for a single-payer system. I will defend and strengthen the Affordable Care Act.
On climate change, Perry mentioned incremental steps the government can take to reduce emissions, like investing in electric vehicles. Cheek says we need the Green New Deal.
Not only does it create progressive changes in the way that we have carbon emissions, but it also has a jobs guarantee.
A Democrat hasn't represented the district for nearly 40 years, but both candidates say they're working to connect with voters of any political affiliation. The primary election is June 30th. Emily Means, KUER News.
The Republican candidates for Utah Attorney General will debate today. KUER will broadcast that debate live at noon. Utah County Attorney David Levitt is challenging incumbent Sean Reyes, who's been in office since 2013. The winner of the June primary will face Democrat Greg Skordas in the general election. Also debating today, the four Republican candidates for Utah's 1st Congressional District. They are Kaysville Mayor Katie Witt and Davis County Commissioner Bob Stevenson, former Foreign Service Officer Blake Moore, and ex-State Commissioner of Agriculture Kerry Gibson. You can hear that debate at 3 o'clock on KUER.org. And a new report shows that the majority of Americans support mail-in ballots, but there are some biases. Nearly half of African-American respondents said they're more likely to vote with mail-in ballots than in person. That's compared to only a third of white voters. Matthew Baum is a Harvard professor who co-authored the research. He says that while support is broad, newer political differences over mail-in ballots could have come from the president's recent messages against them.
We certainly see stronger support among Democrats than among Republicans, and I think there's a clear relationship between the president's comments and that pattern.
Ann Baum says that if people are opposed to mail-in voting, they could lash out if mail-in ballots sway outcomes for their party or politician. Experts say mail-in voter fraud is rare. About 63% of Utahns told surveyors they support, quote, making it easier to vote in November by mail, end quote. And about 10% were opposed. About 27% didn't care either way. I'm Diane Maggio Pinto, KUER News.